Amen and amen. I decree and declare victory, oh God. I decree and declare breakthroughs, dear Lord. I decree and declare healing among us, oh God. I decree and declare all things work out for our good, oh God. I decree and declare we are rich, dear Lord. I decree and declare open doors, oh God. I decree and declare increase, dear Lord, in our lives. I decree and declare the right divine people, oh God, in our lives. I decree and declare creative ideas, oh God. I decree and declare innovative ideas, Jesus. I decree and declare protection, dear Lord. I decree and declare relationship healing, Lord. I decree and declare generational curses being broken right here, right now, oh God. I decree and declare the wonderful blessings in our lives each and every day, oh God. I decree and declare wisdom and knowledge, oh God. I decree and declare we are perfect, whole, and complete, oh God. I decree and declare that we are compassionate, oh God, each and every day, oh God. I decree and declare favor, Jesus, amongst us. And I decree and declare joy is our portion, dear Lord. I decree and declare traveling mercies, oh God. And I decree and declare we are rooted and grounded in love, dear Lord. Let's open up the lines and speak in our heavenly language.
I'm not going to be able to do that. Glory be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and we give you praise, worship, and adoration, Father. Knowing, Lord, that you are great, greatly to be praised. We are thankful, Father, for being our great high priest, who such might have the feelings and infirmity. We thank you for being our balm that's in Gilead. And your healing virtue, my God, already flow in the lives of people, my God, that you're raised up very strong. We thank you for your angels, my God, for all the waters that have been troubled. And, Father, that those who accept in, my God, in the wholeness you have brought to their lives. We thank you. We thank you, Father, for creative miracles, Father, for brand new hearts, brand new lungs, my God. We thank you for the organs that you have, Lord, created, my God, and recreated in brand new style, Father, because your word declared, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things that pass will be whole. All things that become you. We thank you, Father, for the new things you are doing in the life of your people. We thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, and the vision, Father, for the globalization of the prophetic. We thank you for every family member representative, even Lord, on this the Thanksgiving Day, Father, we thank you for your protection. Even, Lord, those who will be returned, we thank you for being their eternal refuge on this everlasting house. So we cover, Lord, families tonight with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your angels on assignment taking charge over every situation because you give it your angels charge over us, my God, to keep us in all our ways. We thank you, Father, for making ways where there seems to be no way. And we give you glory, praise, and honor, Father, for the grace and favor you rest upon your people and the abundance of life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father God, we just thank you for a new day to come into your presence and before your presence, Father. We thank you for the unity of all your people that's on this line right now. We thank you for every prayer request that is lifted up unto you, Father, because you know all things, Father. You have control of all things, Father. You are our shepherd, and you are our sheep, Father. We know that there's never no lack, want, or desire in this life, Father. But there's always infinite supply that you give unto your people. And, Father, we are so ever thankful for that, Lord. Father, we thank you for the dawning of a new day. We thank you, Lord, for strength. We thank you for wisdom. Father, we thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your law. Father, we know that all things are coming together according to your timetable and not ours. And we're grateful and appreciative of that, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father, we thank you for our leadership. Father, we thank you for Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, Master Prophet. We thank you for our leading lady, Prophetess Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the Zoe family. We thank you for a legacy in every family that is represented. Father, we thank you for blessing the generations. Father, we thank you for the new opportunity. We thank you for healing and strength to everyone's body, Father God. We thank you for your nourishment. We thank you for the leaders that you keep around us, that keeps giving us wisdom. We thank you for world peace, Father God. We thank you for the continued healing for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophet Stephen Bostick, Prophetess Aisha Cooper. Father God, we thank you for my twin sister, Prophetess Olivia Castillo. Father, no weapon formed against her shall ever prosper. But you claim victory over everyone's life. And we thank you for your angels of protection that surrounds each and every one around the globe. We thank you for protecting the children, Father. We thank you for our men and women that are serving so diligently to protect this company, this country. And, Father, we thank you for keeping their families at perfect peace. Father, we thank you for the joy that will always be our portion. And we thank you for your everlasting love and your unconditional love. And Father, I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. At midnight, we are lifting up our voices to you, God, giving you praise, honor, glory, and thanksgiving, God. Thank you for this day that you have made, this new day. Thank you for strengthening us, God, for bringing us together on one accord in unity, God. Thank you for each and every prophet on the line, each and every prophetess, each and every person listening in, God. I thank you for blessing them in a mighty way. Thank you for this Thanksgiving day. It's come and gone, God, but we give you praise for it. We give you thanksgiving for it, God. You allowed us to see this day. You've allowed us to live through whatever we've gone through, and you've blessed us and kept us. Thank you, God. Thank you for your mercy and your goodness, your love and your loving kindness. God, thank you for the master prophet, Prophetess Deborah, the company of prophets. Thank you, God, for the vision that the master prophet has, God. And thank you, God, for the covering you've placed over him. Thank you, God, for lifting up his arms and strengthening him, God. And thank you for the healing that you're doing in each and every person on the line. Thank you for the provisions that you've given us, God. Thank you for guiding us and keeping us. And thank you that we got through this holiday with no situations, God. There was no gun violence that we know of, God. There were no earthquakes and no hurricanes that were devastating that we know of, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for covering this country. Thank you for covering our earth, God. Thank you for newness and thank you for life. And thank you for every good and perfect thing that you've given us, oh God. And thank you for bringing us through safely, God. Thank you for keeping us and providing for us, protecting us, God. And I thank you for my family, even though I didn't see any of them today, but I know they're well, God. And I thank you for my healing. Thank you for healing me, oh God. Thank you for the healing that you're doing and those who are on the sick list. Thank you, God, for the healing that's taking place. Thank you for sheltering the homeless, God, on this day, and for feeding them. Thank you for being with the elderly who might have been alone, God. Thank you for absolving the spirit of suicide and absolving the spirit of depression and anything that might have overtaken your people. Thank you, God, for covering them and keeping them and giving them peace and safety, God. Thank you for your mercy. Your mercy endures forever. I love you, Lord. I give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophetess Bethany. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life. We thank you for this new day even now. We thank you for every life here on the line even now, Father God. We thank you for joy and happiness even now, Father God. We thank you for all of those that need your healing touch even now, Father God. Father God, I lift up my Uncle Wally even now, Father God. I lift up my family members, those near and far even now, Father God. I thank you for this joyous holiday and this holiday season even now, Father God. Father God, I thank you for life even now, Father God. Father God, allow peace to reign in our homes even now, Father God. Father God, allow right relationships to come our way, right partnerships even now, Father God, right business opportunities, oh God. Father, we thank you for the divine joy even now, Father God. Thank you for allowing us to be able to display agape love like you, oh Lord, Father God. Father God, lead us and guide us and protect us even now, Father God. Father God, allow your will to be done in our lives, not our will, Father God, but your will even now, Father God. Father God, order our steps, Father God. Father God, I just lift up our elders even now, Father God. Touch their minds and their spirits and their bodies even now, Father God. Father God, give them that comfort even now, Father God. Father God, allow that love to wrap them up even now, Father God. Father God, allow them to be able to function and move and let them be whole and complete in you even now, Father God. Father God, I want to even lift up our children even now, Father God. Touch their minds even now and their spirits, Father God. Father God, let a fresh wind of obedience fall on these children even now, Father God. Father God, allow your will to be done in their lives even now, Father God. Father God, be the leader in their lives even now, Father God. Father God, order their steps the right things to be drawn their way, Father God. Allow our attractiveness to you be even stronger in you even now, Father God. Father God, I'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I love you, Lord, and thank you for life. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. Father God, we come to you, God, humbly before you, God. We give your name the praise, Father God, and we thank you that our mouths are able to praise your name, God, to lift your name up, Father God, to even bring our petitions before you, God. We thank you for this time of gathering in the oneness, Father God. I thank you, God, for everyone on this line, Father God, and I pray that you continue to move through them and touch them, their families, their loved ones, Father God. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, my God. Send now prosperity where it needs to be sent, Father God. Send now financial miracles where it needs to be sent now, Father God. Send salvation where it needs to be sent, Father God. And I bless your name, God. I thank you for the elders in our church, in our surroundings, Father God. Thank you for the elders, for they are the wisdom, Father God. Thank you for the young people, for they awaken so much even in us, Father God. We bless them. Cover those who in mourning in this day. Cover those who, Father God, are lonely on this holiday season, Father God. Let them feel a warm spirit of love and bring them back to remembrance of a good time, of your time, Father God. I thank you, God, for Archbishop Jordan and Pastor Jordan. Thank you for blessing us with them, Father God. We hold them up, lift them up, Father God, so that they may continue to do your works, Father God. We bless your name, and I thank you for Shalita Harrelson, Father God, concerning her court situation, that you are there. You are her lawyer, Father God. Thank you for continuing to strengthen Prophetess Aisha, Father God, and Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God, and those who are going through. Touch Ronald Blake, Father God, so that he may feel your joy, Father God, and not depression in this hour, Father God. I bless your name, Father God. I thank you for all the prophetic words over our lives, Father God, that they come to manifestation, Father God. Help us to be fit for those prophetic words, Father God, and fit for the journey, God. We give your name always, always the praise, Father God, for you are our strength, you are our joy, you are our love, you are our hope, Father God. Help us to be vessels, stronger vessels. Help us to be in spaces, Father God, where there is people reaching out and we're there. Help us to be a light in a dark place for those who need, Father God, guidance and seeing, Father God. We thank you and give your name always, always the praise, Father God. And Marcus Fugate, Father God, bless him and keep him. We cancel out any addiction around us, in us, through us, Father God. And we fill it up with love, 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 Father God. Give your name the glory and the praise. And yes, God, we thank you for all the miracles that have been gone forth then. We give your name always the glory. We love you, God. We love you, God. See our hearts, God. See our hearts, Father God. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank and praise your name, O God, and we give you our honor and thanksgiving, Jesus, O God. And we thank you, God, that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, O God. We thank you, God, for giving us the opportunity and letting us pray on this prayer call here on this day after Thanksgiving, God. And we thank you, God, that every day is we give thanksgiving to you, O God. And, O God, we want to thank you, God, for all the wonderful things that you are doing and have already done in our lives, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for keeping us each and every day, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for health and strength, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for this good land in which we live, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the food that we ate, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for blessing those who labor in your fields, Jesus, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for providing us of all our needs, Jesus. We thank you, God, for shielding and protecting us from evil, God. We thank you, God, for putting your hedges protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all that surround us, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for blessing our soul and all that is within us, God. We bless your holy name, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, by your mercy. We are surrounded in happy circumstances. Thank you for helping us, God, thank you for helping those who poor and in need, God. Thank you, God, for being and helping the homeless. Thank you, God, for providing for all of them and being our source and our supply, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for giving us companionships and friends and neighbors and family, dear Lord, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for letting us not forget of the homeless, the fatherless, the friendless, the sick, oh God, the shedding Jesus. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for helping them to realize that you are their friend, God. Hallelujah. You are our friend indeed, Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection and your healing power that surround us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that you have the power to bring all of us unto your glorious life, God. Thank you for that, Jesus. And we thank you, God, for the leaders of all your churches, God. Thank you, God, for giving them directions in their lives and the lives of your people, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for peace in our communities, God. And we thank you, God, for even communities coming together and helping all those in need, Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, Jesus, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for being a hope amongst all those communities that was affected by devastations and storms, God. We thank you, God, for giving them, granting them safety and unshakable peace, Jesus, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies. We thank you, God, for giving us traveling mercies as we travel by air, land, or sea, God. And we thank you, God, for keeping us safe. We thank you, God, for keeping us from harm, from our bodies and our souls. And we thank you, God, for supporting us with your grace, oh Lord. And we thank you, God, for bringing us back home safe and sound. And we thank you, God, that we are prosperous. And we thank you, God, for letting us be above only, Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, for, again, this wonderful country. And we thank you, God, that we live in. We thank you, God, for increase. We thank you, God, for love. And we thank you, God, that you are our constant helper, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In your precious, masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we are the partaker of the nature of Christ Jesus. His resurrecting power is upon our life. He is our rock of ages, the Lord, our protector. We stand firm in him because we are established in the righteousness. We are descended of Abraham. Oh, Lord, thank you. Because it is your desire to guide us. Thank you because you have given us the Holy Spirit to guide and lead us into all truth. May you be praised forever and forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, my Father, there are many desires and threats in our hearts, but only your counsel shall stand. I therefore surrender all our plans before you, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit guide us in every way in Jesus' name. Cause to us to lose interest in any project and plans that is spiritual trap, that is not part of your plans for our life in Jesus' mighty name. I ask for wisdom of our life and family, Lord. Teach us to walk in the path ordained for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whatever is blocking our spiritual ears, Lord, from hearing you, Father, Lord, let it be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Holy Spirit, we invite you into our life and our family's life. Come and be our guide. Come and be our teacher, Holy Spirit. Come and be our instructor, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' Jesus' mighty name. Oh, Lord, I speak favor into our families. I speak favor into every prophet on the line in Jesus' mighty name. According to your word in Psalm 5:12, Lord, you will bless and surround us with favor and a shield. Thank you. Because your word is ye and amen. We are walking in divine favor in Jesus' mighty name. Almighty Father, you do not withhold good things from your children according to Psalm 84:11. Everything that makes life great is our portion in Jesus' name. Men and women are working for our good henceforth. My family is experiencing favor. Our family is experiencing favor. Our children are experiencing favor. Our husbands are experiencing favor. Our mothers are experiencing favor. Our granny are experiencing favor all around in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Abba Father. You have reason to have mercy upon us. For this is the time for favor us. Yeah, this is your set time in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Lord Almighty that is with us. We thank you that you are the God of Jacob and that you are our fortress, God. We thank you, Father God, and we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, God. All honor belongs to you, God. We thank you and we bless your holy name for who you are, God, for the things that you have already done. We thank you, Father God, because you're all in all, God, and we thank you, Father God, that you are the Rock of Ages, God, and the Ancient of Days, God. We thank you because you are omnipresent, Father God. You are everywhere at all times, God. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your glory, God. We thank you, Father God, for being our Father, God, and we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, Father God, who died on the cross, God, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father God, who is our compass and our guide and a lamp unto our feet, God. We thank you for the angelical host and the heavenly host, God. We thank you for the clouds of witnesses, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the angels that have charge over us, God. We thank you, Father God, because you are just and you are fair, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are a God that sees all and knows all things, God. Now, we give you the praise, God. We give you the glory for all that you've done and all that you're going to do for your people, God. We thank you for Jesus who sits at the right hand of the Father and intercedes for us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the power of prayer, God, and the power of intercession, God. We thank you, Father God, because you are, Father God, all-knowing God, and we thank you, Father God, that you are the everlasting God, and we thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah God, our provider, God, and that you provide for your people, God, and we thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, that you heal, you deliver, you set free, God. We thank you, Father God, for visitation, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're pouring out your spirit on all flesh, God. We thank you, Father God, for the voice to praise you, God, and for the opportunity to come before you, God. We thank you, Father God, in your word you said, let us come reason together. We thank you for tonight, God, because we're here, God, to just give you praise and to thank you, God, and to hold up our petitions of thanksgiving and gratitude and praise, God. We thank you, Father God, that you honor us tonight, God. We thank you, Father God, that we're able to honor you, God, and to give you the glory tonight, God. Now, we thank you for all the people that are on the prayer line, God. We thank you for this Thanksgiving Day, for those that had, God, and those that had it to give and those who shared, God. We thank you for families, God. We thank you for communion. We thank you for communities. We thank you for the gathering of the prophets. We thank you for families coming back together, God. We thank you, Father God, for fathers coming back together, God. We thank you for strength, God. We thank you for renewed health, God, and renewed faith, God. We thank you for new wisdom, God, and we thank you for dreams and visions, God, with understanding, God. We thank you, Father God, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. We ask, God, that you bring back, Father God, the power of prayer, God, that people will cease to pray, that your people will pray, Father God, willingly, that they will come, God. And Father God, we thank you for the prayer hours, God. We thank you for the petitions that are going up into the heavens, God. We thank you for answered prayer. We thank you for the prayers that are about to be answered. And Father, we give you the glory and all the praise and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. And it is by the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Father, we give you the glory, honor, and praise for this time of prayer, for this time of visitation, for this time of healing. We lift up everyone on this call, every home that's represented, every family, every marriage, every child, every elder, and we decree and declare your glory is being revealed in every household. We decree and declare your grace and your provision to every household, your healing touch, your restoration, your repair. We thank you, God, for even those that were touched on this afternoon during our outreach, and we lift them up, everyone, name by name, and we decree and declare your manifestation of glory in their lives, healing, restoration, deliverance. Father God, let your glory be revealed in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for our Archbishop, Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Lord God, we thank you for expansion. We thank you for continued elevation. We thank you, Lord God, for just moving by your Spirit, even in the house of Zoe. We ask, Lord God, that you sweep through with your mighty power and let your glory be revealed in the house as never before. And in Jesus' name, we ask that you cleanse us from all unrighteousness, all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. God, we just decree and declare that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. In Jesus' name, we pull down every stronghold of every adversary. We pull down the strongholds in banking institutions. We pull down the stronghold of corruption. We pull down the stronghold of every demonic force that's working against your people. And we decree breakthrough, provision, repair, and mighty deliverance, for no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, people of God, we are blessed for this time. And I want to thank everyone for being on the call. I'm going to ask Prophetess Olympia if she will do the announcements for us. Prophetess Olympia Castillo. You may be speaking on mute. All right, Prophetess Barbara Tucker, are you able to do the announcements? Amen. Who's able to do the announcements for us at this time? Prophetess Bethany, can you assist?
Prophetess Darlene?
Yes.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Prophetess Olivia, I can do the announcements if you like.
All right, thank you.
Hey, we have the 9 o'clock call with Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, and he's in the book of the month club called A Woman Called Adam, and then at 12 o'clock they have the Pop Life call with Prophet Joshua, I believe, and Jessica Jordan, and then at 8 p.m. they have Prophet Joshua come back and do like the highlights from the 9 o'clock call with Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, and then at 12, and then we'll be back again at 12 o'clock midnight, cry call with the prophets praying. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. And Prophetess Bethany, are we to expect the fledglings on tomorrow? Prophetess Bethany. Amen. I am going to assume that the fledglings will be with us on Friday, and we want you all to bring your children to the call and your young people, the young at heart, to join us as our fledglings, our young prophets, go forth, amen, as well as our adult prophets, amen. And we want to encourage our young people as we're continuing to train them to lead, amen. And we want God to get the glory out of the call, amen, on tomorrow. This is a season of Thanksgiving, and we are just focusing on giving thanks, amen, and worship. And if this call has been a blessing to you, go ahead and sow a seed of thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you is our prayer. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too. God bless.
God bless you.